Forward. This is not just a good book. It's going to be a before and after moment for you. It is a book that is going to build your spiritual intelligence and help you to process through the maturing aspects of having a relationship with God. I am not one for comparisons, but it felt like reading C.S. Lewis with a sense of humor. At the same time, this book is written by a normal guy who is brave enough to share his internal struggles with his relationship with God in a way that will cause you to find yourself square in the center of this book. Darren has the kind of cool where he is culturally relevant, but isn't trying to ooze swag, which a lot of people who tackle the subject of a deeper life in God try to do. He is just walking with God in a way that is creating context and conversations for the rest of us. That being said, as much as I love Darren, I was exhausted when he asked me to do this foreword. I won't do a foreword unless I read, agree with, and can promote the book. Let me be a little self-indulgent, but hopefully not self-important. When Darren asked me to do this, I looked down on my own writing to-do list. I saw my own 2 book deadlines, 5 forewords, and more than 20 endorsements publishers had requested, as well as multiple journalism articles that are half done. Darren is enough of a real friend that I had to consider it, but I was reluctant. Then I actually read the book. I will make a very honest statement. I needed this book. You probably do too, especially if you or someone you know hasn't quite worked out why you believe what you believe. As I finished Darren's manuscript, I headed to the airport. The book left me thinking deeply, pondering in my heart some of the principles that all of us who with deep faith wrestle with. Darren gave me new language, and I kept circling back to some of the points in the book. When he asks the question, "What will God take from me?" or defines point by point a God who is love according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it was so much to take in and felt beautiful to my soul. I jumped in my Uber, and the driver and I got into quite a conversation. He was raised in a harsh religious expression of Christianity, and he knew just enough of who God is and what Christianity is to consider himself saved, because he has to be saved. But did he really want to be saved? Not based on his understanding of how it all worked. That is a terrible place to be, to know just enough to have to, but not enough to want to. And that is where so many people find themselves. We had a beautiful conversation, and Darren's book helped so much. I was able to basically counsel him and help move him forward in what I would consider a foundational way, simply because I had just read brilliant language and process from Darren for some of the things that were tripping the driver up. Talk about immediate gratification. It made me think more deeply about a common struggle at work in most Christians. Sometimes we know enough to agree with certain principles that may be confusing or grating to our current frame of mind or heart, but sometimes we agree only because we're supposed to, or out of fear of hell, which is discussed in this book. The Bible was meant to be a relational book that provides people who read it with the inner process and workings of God's heart and His love for us. Pursuing Him doesn't lead us into confusion, but helps us to live sanely in a world full of confusion. This book reminded me of some of my own wrestling with some of the deeper and larger questions I had about life and God. I remember a conversation I had with my father that reminds me of what this book will do for you. I had a good father. He wasn't the sharpest connector.